My name is Charles Shamry. I'm here today with Susan Bender Phelps. Susan is a longtime speaking coach, trainer, president for a political action committee called Friends of Washington County Kids. She's working on a ballot for November 2020 that will give voters the option to approve property tax to expand accessibility, affordability out of the school time program. Susan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Charles. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so nice to have you here. So glad to have you here. Great smile. I wish you could see this smile here on the radio, on my side at least. How was everything? How was your week?
My week was fantastic. I did a lot of meetings. I am working very hard on getting our ballot measure approved to go on the November 2020 ballot. So we've been meeting with politicians, administrators, anyone in the county that we think could help us convince the county commissioners to put it on the ballot, either by giving us really good feedback to help us strengthen our proposal or by hopefully supporting us from inside the county.
Very nice. So, Susan, I know you. I see you on social media. I've looked up to you from afar. And so those that are listening may not know you. So who is Susan Bender Phelps? Please explain, at least tell us your background, where you're from, all that good stuff.
Okay, very cool. I was born and raised in Oceanside, Long Island. And then I went to school there. I grew up in a lower middle class neighborhood. My mom and my dad both worked, and I didn't have after school programs. And later, when I became a parent in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is where I lived for 20 years before coming to Oregon, I had a son, I had a marriage that had failed, and I had to find ways to make a living and make sure that my son was safe and in good quality programs. And I got lucky because I was able to have a Campfire Kids program that had a sliding scale to fit my income. Most families in Washington County who are low income, like I was, don't have that option. We have more than 60% of our kids on free and reduced lunch. And it's really important to me that kids, no matter whose kids they are, no matter where in the county they live, because we actually have two communities, Gadsden and I forgot the other one, but we have two communities where they don't even have out-of-school programs for their kids at all. Even if they could afford it, they don't have them. So my job with Washington County Kids is to get this on the ballot, and then with the Political Action Committee, Friends of Washington County Kids, it's to get volunteers, raise the money, and get that ballot measure approved by voters.
Let's talk about your role as the president for Political Action Committee called Friends of Washington County. What are your responsibilities? What does the job entail?
Okay, well, it's an unpaid job. I'm a volunteer, and we are the Friends of Washington County Kids is a political action committee that we formed so that when our initiative gets on the ballot, I'm thinking positive here, we will work on the campaign. So we'll be raising money, volunteers, getting the vote out, getting voter turnout, which if we get on for 2020, voter turnout should be fantastic because it's a presidential election year. So my job is really to get the initiative passed. Before, now that we're not on the ballot yet and we don't have approval by the county commissioners to put it on the ballot, my job is working with all of the volunteers at Washington County Kids to get the word out about how valuable and important funding out-of-school time programs are and expanding them to serve kids whose parents can't afford to send them to good programs or any programs, or their work schedules don't match. Imagine if your child qualifies for Head Start, for example, but that program only goes from 9 to noon. So if you have a job and you don't have a car, you can't get your child to and from. So even if you could get in that program, you don't have access. So our goal is to create affordable options in quality programs by providing sustainable, locally sourced funding. And the mechanism is a property tax levy, which we want to get on the ballot for November 2020.
What are some challenges that you're having with getting it?
Well, some of the challenges are that the county has some priorities, like public safety, which is super important, and the library levy. And those initiatives are on the May ballot. So they're really busy working to get those measures passed. And they have a concern that perhaps this might be too much for voters. But when we did our polling in 2014, without any messaging, without people knowing anything about what this ballot measure could do, we had over 54% support. So we believe that we should be able to get families, parents, grandparents, people who live in Washington County and love their kids to say yes for this tax. We can raise $24 million a year, which could expand before school, after school, early learning, summer programs. When kids don't have those programs and they're left on their own at home or on the streets, not much good is going to happen. But when they have these programs, they have more self-confidence. They're learning all the time. They're getting social skills. They have the tools they need to succeed, not just in school, but in life. And when kids have these skills as young people and they become adults, they can earn more, they can do things that they love and get paid to do them instead of having to take jobs that they don't care about and just to survive. And when they have their own kids, they have all that behind them to help them be better parents, better citizens. Everybody wins.
We were talking before about how that in your own personal life, that how the programs helped you. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, my. Well, for sure. As a kid growing up, my mom worked in a store, my dad worked, and we came home with a key on our, we wore a ribbon around our neck with the key to the house. And when we came home, nobody was watching us. And I know what we did. And it wasn't always good. But somehow I got through high school. I even made it to college, but I didn't finish college. And I believe that had I understood more about learning, had I had those extra programs, I might have made very different choices both in school and in college and finished my education, which I did ultimately go back to do when I was 50.
Yes.
Now, when I found out that mentoring could transform kids' lives, that changed my life. It changed the direction of my life. I used to be in advertising. And when I found out that I could make a difference with young people, the difference that hadn't been made with me, my friends and I co-founded New Mexico Youth at Risk, and for 15 years, I volunteered and then ultimately became the executive director. And we produced life-changing programs for kids every year for 15 years. I trained adults. I got very good at teaching them to mentor kids who basically, my kids couldn't get into like Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Their behavior was too bad. Some of my kids were juvenile delinquents. They were gang wannabes. They were kids who'd been abused. You name it, they faced those challenges, and we helped them turn their lives around.
Wow.
When I married my husband, who I love and adore, 18 years ago, he brought me here to Portland, and I knew I had to find a way to work for kids and families. I volunteered on the Washington County Commission for Children and Families, and when funding formulas changed and the commission system was done away with, I realized that it was going to take a community movement to give Washington County what not even Multnomah County, just the city of Portland has with the Portland Children's Fund. If this levy passes in Washington County, we won't just raise $24 million. We'll be raising $24 million each year. And we will be able to give nonprofits who serve low-income kids the ability to expand their programs, serve more families, and even provide programs in parts of Washington County where no programs currently exist. You have a daughter, right, Charles?
Yes, I do. I love her very much.
Yes, I know, and I love my kids. If she doesn't have the ability to go to a summer program, she has, it's possible she could lose up to 24% of what she learned the year before. So when she comes back in September, she's running to catch up. And if that happened to her every year, she will get to a point where she would never catch up. I don't want that for anybody's kid. I want them all to have an even chance at making it in life. And at something that would cost taxpayers maybe $20 to $30 a year more in property tax would give so much to the kids and families in our county. More than 60% of our children in Washington County are on free and reduced lunch. That means their parents are living on or below the line of poverty.
Well, Susan, thank you for your work and all of what you do for the community. We really appreciate you. In closing, what are your final words?
My final words are, we need your help. And there are three things you can do. The first is, if you live in Washington County, call your county commissioner and say, I voted for you, or I'm a constituent and I want to see the Washington County Kids Initiative on the ballot in November. That would be the first step. Second step, go to the WashingtonCountyKids.org website, go to the WashcoKidsFund.org website, sign up to volunteer, sign up for our newsletters, keep in touch with us. And if you want to help us once we get on the ballot to get the vote out and raise money so that we can win this campaign, we can use your help. Putting kids first, that's what it's all about. If that's where you're at, we want to hear from you.
Susan, thank you so much for coming to the show. We have been speaking with Susan Bender Phelps, speaking coach, trainer, president for Political Action Committee called Friends of Washington County Kids. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Charles Chambry.